The elevator dinged and Jay stepped out and into a bustling office, separated by a reception desk where a red-haired girl sat filing her nails. "Good afternoon, sir." She slipped the emery board into her drawer and smiled, all white teeth. "Welcome to Saunders and Son. How may I help you today?"
"Here to see Seb, Mr. Saunders."
His attempt at masking his accent failed through the trembling delivery.
"Do you have an appointment?"
"No, I just..."
"I'm terribly sorry, sir. Without an appointment, I can't disturb him unless you're on his list."
"What list is that?"
"His VIP list, but even then I probably shouldn't..."
"Ruttman. Jay Ruttman." A small smile curved Jay's lips as Natalie rolled her finger down the names scrawled in pen on a torn piece of lined A4 paper. That handwriting, carefree and messy with circles over the eyes instead of dots, made Jay's spine tingle. And if his name was on that list, then that would mean...
"I'm very sorry, sir."
Natalie furrowed her brow.
"But you're not on here. I'm going to have to ask you to make an appointment."
She swiveled in her chair and clicked a few buttons on her mouse.
"How about next Thursday at 2 p.m? He has a vacancy then."
Jay's heart thumped, his shoulders deflating. He'd been so close. He could almost taste the scent of Seb's distinctive aftershave lingering in the air. That alone gave him renewed vigor to keep trying.
"How about I go knock on his door?" he suggested.
"I can't let you do that, sir. It really is more than my job's worth."
Jay glanced over Natalie's head.
"What if I guarantee you that he won't mind?"
He wasn't sure he could guarantee that, what with having ignored Seb's attempts at keeping in touch. Maybe this was Seb's way of proving that Jay now meant nothing to him, that their time together was now a distant, forgotten memory. Then the lyrics from the last song that he had listened to on the flight over rang in his ears. "I'll never forget the time."
"You're not on the list, sir. This is my guarantee."
Natalie waved the piece of paper in the air.
"He'd fire me on the spot. He did it to Gina last month, and I need this job. It's really good money."
Jay scanned the office again, brain ticking over. He'd come this far. Regardless of his nerves, he had to try. He had to see for himself.
"Just one look will tell me if I'm wrong."
He tugged out an envelope from his inside jacket pocket and waggled it.
"How much is a week's wages for you then?"
"What? Why?"
Jay opened the envelope, showing the wadge of American dollars wrapped up in a travel currency wallet.
"There's about $5,000 in there. How about I go knock, and if you do get fired, you can keep it."
Being confident might make her think he'd be right, even if he wasn't so sure himself. Natalie gaped. Slowly, she reached over the desk, slid the envelope from Jay's hand, and flicked through the paper bills with a low whistle.
"Okay."
Nodding, Jay pushed open the hip-height barrier. With soft steps, he walked through the main office, focusing on the closed wooden oak door ahead, displaying the name Mr. Sebastian Saunders, partner, engraved on a brass plaque. Natalie trotted after him as quickly as her tight pencil skirt would allow. Clutching the wallet of cash to her chest, she eyed him nervously as Jay rapped his knuckles on the office door.